And then you see, we got it. Now it's just a lot. And so we have to stuff it. Dear Totus Radio listeners, tonight we are talking with Hassan Blasim and Jiko Jysky Ihalainen about fiction as resistance and maybe also about other questions. Let's see how, where we go tonight. But let's start anyway with our theme and topic. How can fiction be political or emancipatory or liberating? As a mini intro, I could say that I have had some periods in my life when I have turned my back to fiction and have tried to concentrate on academic radical philosophy, let's say like that. And maybe with the idea or motivation that it would be more political than fiction, this radical philosophy. And on the other hand, there are times, have been times, like the past 8 months have maybe been for me, I feel that fiction is the only way to approach the idea of resistance. So sort of the opposite idea that like non-fiction has actually nothing revolutionary or no resistance at all in itself. But that fiction can be thousands times more radical than explicitly political non-fiction. But maybe already I have to add in this point that maybe this bipolarity, if you can say that, might be out of date or the problem itself. But still I have found myself thinking about this dichotomy of fiction and non-fiction. I don't know how central this dualistic idea has been for you in the history. But you too, Hassan, and Yusku, you have chosen to write fiction, or, well, I don't know, maybe, let's say that you have to have chosen to write, so far I know. And my question would be, to the beginning, that why did you start to write? Can you describe that point? Yusku wants to start.
Yeah, I didn't have any traumatic childhood or nothing like that, but I did like language from the start, because when I did not know how to read, so I listened to my mother reading Akuanka, Donald Duck, and I thought he was inventing all this shit she was reading. So I did want to become an inventor. And for me, inventor is a maker of poetry. So I started writing and making books, but I made my living out of other things, like being a sailor or a cook or cleaning or street seller, selling something at the street or something. Yeah.
Did you have any problems in the beginning? Did you doubt your abilities to be a real inventor, or was it easy?
No, it was never easy, but I did not think about it like a career, how you call it? Career. Yeah. I did not think about future, but I was making it so intensive writing and intensive publishing. So it made it sculpted my way of living. It became my way of living, kind of. But it was not about, you know, I did not think I was the best or bad. I did not know. Because I was living outside Finland, so.
Well, can you describe more of these inventions? I mean, what sort of inventions did you make in the beginning? Or?
No, like my first book was very small, and it was written in English, German, and Danish, mixed. So I was experimenting with pictures and drawings and words. And then I started to make it more look like poems when I read Tao Te Ching, so it became more, you know, that people could understand what I was telling in English. I wrote it in English, yes. So it became like accident also. Many experiments.
What about Hassan? Can you remember when did you start writing or fictionous life or activities?
Well, this question, Mr. Lassie, it's so difficult. Yeah, they ask many writers the same question. Yeah, and I must now create a new answer. I be so smart. Hey, man. Yeah. I think it's like, yeah, it's like classic story. You reading, I read when I'm 12. I just like the what I read. I want to do same thing. I want to write. Like, I like it. It's like you are kids, play about many things different around you, and you read, and you want to play this game. You want to write. I just feel like start early to, I want to write, like the same story. But all the time through the years, I really interest about people, how they tell story. Like, for example, my uncle, all the time he tell funny story about how we born, how is my mother, she call him to help this, and my father in the, he's in the army. So he all the time repeat same funny story in the family, and everybody is feel boring about his story. But all the time I interest about how he tell it, like, and he keep this energy to make people laughing. Of course, nobody laughing. But I just like really interested about his character. And when he died, like, his story died with him. Like, nobody got to tell this story. And I keep with years, like, thinking about, like, okay, people, when they die, the story, what they have, died with him. And, like, it's like just stuck in my mind. People die with the story, what they have. And all the time I remember. And I just, like, tried one day to say my family when I'm a teenager, do you remember my uncle when he say this story? I say, ah, oh, okay, this old story. Like, but what I want to say, like, it's interesting about story, because, like, around you, people tell all the time story. You meet your friend, how are you, how's going, what you do. He tell you story, and I'm interesting about how people tell a story, and I'm interesting when the people, they don't see this beautiful story, beautiful energy, like my uncle's story all the time. Why people feel boring? But all the time he put a lot of energy, a lot of, like, he won't just make you happy. And they say, okay, okay. But this is through history. We repeat the same story. I mean, in the end, like, yeah, interesting. Start writing from reading. Reading. It's like, and you, interesting about people around you. And like me, I born in Iraq, so start to make a lot of question. And you can make question through the story, because... Yeah, and for example, the war in Iraq, when that happened in the war, all the time people talk about politicians, like, about what they do in this bad war. Of course, this reason when politicians, they do this war. But all the time, people, they don't talk about details in the war, what they do, what they think. And it's a lot of story around, like, yeah, it's, I think it's, but the first, what I can answer you, is coming from reading. You want to play this game. Like, you are kids and you want just play.
Yeah, for me too, I remember my grandfather, who was born in 1895 in St. Petersburg. So he told a lot of stories. He was sailor in China Sea. And that was maybe the start for the story listening. And then when I was a sailor, it was very, very fantastic to be in big sea and listen every evening these stories these old sailors told, because they are many times they lie, they tell fantastic lies, but that was my school. Actually, I stopped the school too early, so I went to the
I think we just mentioned before we record this about silent, like, all the time it's interesting when I'm like teenager kids, I'm like this classic lonely guy, but you hear a lot and you don't want to talk, you just want to say a different way, but you don't know how, so you can be really lonely and silent, and you feel, it's like feel really sometimes bad, because all people, they, you are shy, you don't want to talk, and you want to explain, you're silent, but you can't. But when you're writing, it's mean you explain you're silent. So silent is coming like some sound in this silent, and of course, like, the writing is talking, but this, like, explain you're silent. It's like about writing when you be alone. Many hours in your life. It's about you explain your silence. So it's coming help me all the time when I'm studying in school also. I know the answer sometime when teacher ask about something. I just, like, I have imagined, I can't answer sometime. I, like, feel shy and sit, like, I can't answer. But next day, I just want to write the answer and give to teacher. I say, this is my answer. I can answer when I'm writing. I can't answer when I'm talking. So it's like, it's amazing all the time, but I don't know, I say this maybe sound romantic. I love literature. Why? Why I love literature? Because when we talk about control, border, just this area in the literature area, imagination area, you can cross the border. You can be everything. You can be academic. You can be scientific. You can be God. You can be stupid guy. You can act. You can play. It's like space for free and happy. Like, what happy? Okay, happiness. It's different happiness, of course. Like, but It's big freedom, big free, big free. You are just out. You are just out all the border. You just out all the cliche. You just out from misunderstood. You know, like you have a lot of question. Many people, they have a question, of course. But, yeah, it's like just great play. Great play. It's play. It's great. It's, I enjoy it. Like,
yeah. A comedy.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, I tried to explain in my mini intro in the beginning the idea of this dichotomy of fiction and non-fiction, and if you turn your back to fiction, or if you concentrate yourself on non-fiction, does it mean you turn your back to the fiction, and so forth, or that you have to choose that, okay, I choose fiction, or I choose non-fiction, or in maybe in different phases of life, but anyway. Do you think that this question of fiction and non-fiction as a couple is interesting at all? And have you had in history times when you have been thinking about should I concentrate myself to fiction or non-fiction, and or why have you chosen fiction? Or can you remember that sort of a moment in your history that you choose fiction as your path?
For me, it's simple that I am a poet. So poetry is something different than normal fiction. And after around when I was 30 years, I wrote my first books of fact books, like this... about nomadic tents and all these kind of things, which I was interested in. Because I went never to university, so I wanted to study myself new things. And then I woke up that nobody have written about these things in Finland. So I made books about things which were kind of put in the back door, back room in Finland. So that was nice, you know, new way of writing for me, because I like to study, so I give the study to the people, readers.
So you have been writing so-called non-fiction. Or is it somewhere in the borders, or is it... how do you see it?
One history book was fiction about Vendic culture. It was fiction, but, you know, most readers didn't think it was fiction. So it was kind of, you know, this making this Bahtian way, Rabela way of non-fiction. And also one epic poetry which I translated, it was made in China-Kazakhstan border, somewhere there. And then I wrote it in Finnish translation, but the original was fiction. So it was very intimate way to make poetry as true epic poetry form. Very interesting, and most people did think that it was translation, you know, people believe. But it was not to betray people, but to make something new, like Borges did. Some writers, they just want to make new facts.
What about Hassan? How is your what is your relationship to this question of fiction and non-fiction?
Yeah, it's Mr. Lasse, all the question, difficult question. Yeah, yeah. It's, for me, like let's start. Like I say something about writing, for example. For me, I feel all the time I want to write play, film, short story, poem, and I do that already. Like, I write different form. I don't have any dogma with any form. And for me also, it's no border between fiction and non-fiction. It's like, okay, how try to explain that? Like, for example, okay, when you say fiction and non-fiction, it's real and not real. It's funny, in our day, our life, in the daytime, you go, you think this real, and when you sleep, you see dream, and you think it's not real, this dream, but this part from the same reality. So it's fiction and non-fiction. For me, it's like, of course, I have some idea to, if I can go back to Iraq, I want to write some book, non-fiction, about people dying in hospital. Like last moment, different, like people suffering because they don't have good medicine inside this war, because people all the time see people die in the war, in the car bomb. But many people in Iraq, they're suffering because this healthy system is so bad, and you have something, small problem, like unhealthy, and you go to die. So it's non-fiction, but this it's fiction also. It's fiction, it's part from our life, short life dream. Ah, sound now romantic, no. But, yeah, but it's no border between fiction and non-fiction. So for me, yeah, maybe I can write one day. I feel I want to write many book, different book, like about what we call it, non-fiction. But in the end, I believe what I have, I can write. I can tell a story. So if you go to other country to listen the story and make non-fiction book, it's fiction. It's fiction in, how say, in the general, I see it's not, okay, now my broken English. No border between non-fiction and fiction for me. It's like, many different level inside this, our life, and we play from level, we jump from level to level all the time. Like personal, we jump from fiction and non-fiction all the time, like in our personal life. So if we make this form, like publisher, they write this book, non-fiction and fiction. But for me, like writer, it's not really, it's no border. It's no border. Documentary is fiction. Documentary film is fiction. Short story is fiction. Poem is fiction. You are fiction. We sit here. We are fiction. Oh, no. Yeah, maybe. Maybe we are fiction. Who knows? Oh no, Mr. Lasse. Oh no.
So you think, Hassan, it might be only a big repressive system, this idea of fiction and non-fiction, which tries to convince, like, the big majority of people that their lives have nothing to do with poetry and so on?
Let's say something about that, because all the time people in the general, when they say poem and fiction, it look like not about the truth. It's imagination, it's fantasy, but it's non-fiction, it's real, it's reality also. When we write poem, when we write this fiction, short stories, and the general people look at this fiction. But when we talk about the truth, why we believe literature, and why we believe we can talk about truth through literature, why? Because we believe it's literature, it's real, it's also non-fiction. But when you are already look at this fiction, okay, it's fiction and like dream, it's nothing about fact or truth. But that's what I want to try to explain. Like, it's like a poem carry many truth, carry many different level. It's without big message, it's truth, it's real. It's non-fiction also with other, like, I'll say it's the other way or like this. So when I talk about this difference between fiction and non-fiction, I mean, in the end, what you want from this book, fiction and non-fiction, what you want, why we read, what we want. We want to hear the story and people how they think and how they feel. So it's not a question about this fiction and non-fiction. We can choose different language to dance, to moving. It's like just different details, these tools. You make short film, you make poem, you make non-fiction film. That's details. In the end, we try... We are super people try to find the truth. Yes.
Yeah. If you could make a film out of your dream,
yeah,
that would be document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's supposed to be document if you are not, but if you make a documentary about your dream, still it's documentary, yeah? But in the end, what I told about this example about people, how we feel like we are people. When you sleep and you have dream, is just think you are this, not reality, your dream. I mean, this question make about fiction and non-fiction. Still, I am Hassan and you are Lasse and you sleep and you have the dream. That's reality, everything. The details for a dream is real and not real. It's fiction and not fiction. So you can't make this border like between fiction and non-fiction. And of course, we can make this border when the publisher, when they talk. But for me, what I understand in the life, if we talk about no border, it's no border between fiction and non-fiction, no border between real and neutral reality. And that's our question. That's what we search in the poem. If you search about beauty, you search about that, the border, which kind of beauty, which kind of different beauty. Like in Iraq, why they don't like my poem, for example? They say I'm dirty writer because I use ugly word. So that's really classic way to understand what beauty meaning. All the time beauty meaning with the beautiful word, and this very classic example. Yeah, why you make me talk too much? Why it's like yeah, like yeah.
But what do you think, if I would claim or say that Hassan's novels about the situation in Iraq in the recent past is, I don't know, how could I describe it? It's more true than what I can read from the newspapers, that I can see from television, or that I can receive as so-called nonfiction. That your novels, they are much more real, or Yuskus poetry about passion is much more real. There's much more reality of passion and love than what the magazines write about, love and passion, which is that so-called non-fiction.
I won't say it's about, thank you, Lasse, it's about to say that, but it's not like that, what you say. It's because, like, of course, it still miss something, because if you talk, for example, about Iraq, like example, what happened in the war, of course, the truth is not coming from the media. And the truth also is not coming from one book. Iraqi writer write fiction, and that's about real life. Still, the truth, like, it's, you needed to do a lot of energy if you want to understand truth. If anybody want to understand Finland, Iraq, it's needed a lot of to do. It's not one book. I understand what you mean. Of course, it's like more different, like different angle and different like view for Iraq. But yes, of course, a lot of truth in my book. But if you want to see all the truth about some problem, like for example in Iraq, it's not enough just one book or just some view, because many people, they say, I read your book, it look like real, it's Iraq, that's Iraq real. It's not like that. Still, it's fiction and it's real and not real. It's make you think about that. It's just make you think about the different picture about this country, not just from the media. And okay, you want to understand truth, what happened there, put your energy, read book, go there, like all the time in Iraq and this, I don't want to say this word now, like, yeah, Middle East country, many company, oil company go there, but many researcher, academic, artists, they don't go there, they don't want to understand, like, they don't want not to understand, to write about that, what you say me, about project to go to different country to listen to the story. That's amazing. Like in Iraq, it look like really danger country, but full people from the West, they work in the oil company with many bodyguard, of course, high security. It's all the time. So how you can, I mean, I just want to say about this, it's my book. It's about different truth what the media talk, and the truth of fiction. Truth is through fiction, but it's not enough. Like, I just want a critic. No, not critic, it's my English. When people say, we can, through your book, we understand real story about Iraq. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's just some story.
Yeah, and it is great difference between if you read Finnish Helsingin Sanomat or Indian Times. That is opposite media. Mm. And also Guardian, that is a very good one anyway. But very many people get the information from bad media, and that is very lazy media also. They take what is given to them, ready-made. Yeah. They don't want to send their man to the street corner where there is killing.
It's really interesting in our time. Many people, they know about that. They don't trust the media, like official media or big newspaper or the TV. Now they start, you can find many people, young people active, for example, on the internet. They created a new media. They share real problem. They share different picture. Never media, they have time to share that, because it's like in the media, they have short time to make business. It's like fast food. Something they give you fast food and that's enough. Because what I say, truth is needed a lot of energy to understand truth, a lot of information. If you are really personal interest about this problem, you don't wait, sit in the media and some newspaper tell you or the TV. You needed you search by yourself. You needed to be active. You are smart. You are live here. So why you want somebody make business? Because in the end we can... Of course, this media is make business. But I see in our day many young people, and they are really active in the internet. They created new media. They created new news, and that's wonderful, really, because never you can see what they do, people in the internet. Never you can see this in the TV. So something happened.
But I think also maybe the difference between, if I go back to the fiction and non-fiction, is also that fiction, or at least Hassan, if I, for example, read your fiction or Yusuf's poetry, I don't get the idea that you are trying to tell me the objective truth, like the whole truth, or like the God's perspective. Like clear that is subjective, and that makes it more real. And like the so-called nonfiction, or at least like nowadays journalism, it like tries to claim that it is objective truth, so that it is trying to be the one and only truth, or like giving the whole picture, that there would be only one perspective, and that is like one of the biggest problems of nonfiction, or at least journalism in nowadays.
But who say through fiction, people try through fiction to tell about truth like God?
No, I that was not what I meant. I meant that in nonfiction, in this...
Yeah. But
that lies to the idea of one truth.
Yes.
And fiction... It does not make that mistake.
I think it's about non-fiction, about depends about the person, how he act, like he did he want to really feel he talk about real truth or the picture. But it's many non-fiction already you must understand. Like, I mean, I talk about people who read this book. People already, the people live in our time. Of course, when you read one book, it's non-fiction. It's not about all the truth, all the picture. It's part. It's what I say, you need to put more energy, more. It's not enough to read. For example, if you want to talk about nature, somebody writes some fact about nature. It's not enough nonfiction, one book. That's what I mean. I mean, but if you act like you're a writer, you write nonfiction and you want to give all this big message, all the truth, it's like God. I think it's not... It's the point is not about that. Everybody search. We search about truth. And sometimes we look like so funny when talk about truth. It's like, yeah. I think it's truth. Truth is easy talk about truth when you know about some truth. But the difficult... maybe some writers say something about... The difficult when you discover new truth. When you find new truth. But what we have, some truth, maybe we... accept everybody some truth, we know about this truth, that's easy, but all the time how you can't discover, you find a new truth. Like the truth is also not concrete, you can create the truth all the time. This change, it's not like some fact really concrete. Here's the truth. It's like text, you can change it, and you can fix it, and you can make it better, and it's like...
But isn't it like that there are so many truths as there are people, or let's say creatures in the world, and that is the problem of like journalism of or non-fiction or anti-fiction, that that it lies on the idea that there is one truth. So it's much more religious also in Finland than we think. It's maybe not so big difference between Iraq and Finland in the end. Yeah. Maybe we are monotheistic in a very, very total and bad way also here. So what do you think about our theme and topic tonight, fiction as resistance? Have you been thinking about these words or about that you are doing fiction and that it's like political or emancipatory or liberating or resistive, or how do you say it? Well, fiction as a resistance. How much have you spent time thinking about this idea when you have been doing fiction? Do you want to start, Jussi?
I think there are many levels when audience or reader can take textual composites. So some people, or I mean all the people, need to have some kind of same experience. Otherwise they cannot understand it. So if you are more far away, so you take it the text like light, and if you are inside nucleus, so you take it heavy. So there are many levels for the text, and how is the influence of book for any audience. Because there, of course, there is best-selling books which are taken, you know.
But you are not talking about countries or nationalities, but something different. Or
no, I'm talking about books and writing fiction. How it can work as for the people, for the audience. So there are so many levels, but when there's some high-selling book, so people take this book as kind of hypnotic business thinking. And it is very seldom this high-selling book is very good or have any meaning for the people, any reason to read.
Are you talking about Paulo Coelho and people like him?
something like him, yes. But the meaning is that it is not about quantity, it is about quality. And anyway, the reader decides if this writing is building up his mind and life.
But have you been thinking when you have been writing or doing fiction that you are a revolutionary? You are making very active resistance at that moment, or that is like a political project?
Only sometimes. When I was writing NATO poem, and I was in that poem, I'm selling weapons to the people and telling how weapons are working and how fast they fly and so on. Then I was deeply involved in kind of hypnopolitics and political thinking, but usually I'm more outside for that mentality.
For me, I meet this like the idea first in Iraq, because in Iraq first I don't go to make short film because I want to be politician or a critic. But when I make like simple film about somebody, documentary, fiction film, I find the power. Because when they make censorship, and the secret police make the many questions, so okay, That's literature, and it's some power they have. If you talk through fiction, they don't like it. If you talk documentary, they don't like it. When we live under the dictator. So you find first time the power for the fiction without big message. I mean, when I go to write the film, I don't have this big message to change the world. I just do something I like it, personal. But you find that after you find its power also to other people, it's like it's mixed. It's mixed. You can't be like just alone. You are artist and you write alone. Because in the end, people, they go to read your story, read your poem, see your film. So which kind of effect like that? So in Iraq, I find this like really, it's like it's power. So it's coming change in Iraq. We need to do more free, like literature and film. But now, like when I leave here, like I left my country now more 18 years, still until now, when I go to write, I don't sit. I say I go to change people. I change this idea. I change the idea about people, what they think about war or about love or about violence. I just first enjoy it. I keep what is my, when I'm childhood, like this play for a long time. My hobby is coming more nice and good, and I take care about this, my play. But in the end, of course, I know also it's like different way to talk about truth. It's different to talk about truth, to talk about feeling, to tell story, people. So it's mixed. You can say it's not literature is not part from the change, or literature is not part from the effect. Everything, all people mind about politician and revolution, like inside is part. But do you are just honest with yourself in this moment? I mean, I can't go to writing to, I say I go to write something to change or politic, or I can't think like that. But already it's like literature part from this change, part from the critic, part from a new way to think about any problem around us. Like if you have concrete problem, academic problem, let's see what this economy, but this different way, what we say, the truth is difficult to understand truth, but this way, just we have through literature different way, and it's an amazing way, without border. So all the time people, when feel tired from politician, from like academic, they go to literature. What they do? First, they enjoy it, and second, they want to see different truth. And that's wonderful, and that's what we keep into writing, like enjoy it and thinking. Like,
isn't that the most political thing? I have to add also what you just said, that from my perspective, it's like it's very. Oh, I also would like to see the politics of fiction, or the politicality, or how do you say it, of fiction. In that sense, that, for example, this question, you don't try to change the people who are reading your text in the future, because that is exactly one very central problem in most of the texts we encounter in the world, like basic journalism, in the media, because those texts, people who write those texts, with the idea that they try to tell the truth, like the one objective truth, and they want to change the reader. And isn't that, like, the idea to change somebody you don't even know, isn't that the most, like, fascistic idea you can have in the, like, reality of writing? So that is, like, from my perspective, also one of the most political levels of fiction, that is active on another level, and it fights against the idea of I want to change you. It fights for that reality where I want to leave you alone, in that sense that I want to give you your autonomy to decide what do you want to do and so forth. So maybe the only path to go is to follow your own radical passions in order to reproduce a reality where also other people can do that.
Yeah, because it's like what we all the time about politician people and religion people all the time, they try to be smart, and they have truth, and they teach us, and they decided for us, politician and religion people, like they decided, because we choose these people and the religion people got maybe chose them in Iraq, and we choose this politician people here, so they are smart and they go to talk about truth and they know right way. But in the literature, the problem because we are not sure about truth and we know the fact is not easy. It's needed to think, it's needed to act, it's needed to new idea, it's needed to use imagination about everything, and we create a new idea. But politician already they have this idea. They know what they do.
Yeah, and I believe this political and priestly rhetoric, it has some lies inside it, built up. They use old language and make it, you know, grow. They are not speaking with the heart. And mostly it is, you know, only promises of heavens and low profits.
I mean, in the end, the politician, they try to act like they can find solution for every problem: war, nature, climate change, economy. But truth, it's needed all people thinking together. Like needed to share this problem with people, because not few people they can fix it all this problem. What we talk about truth, we needed people also think about that. Not just politicians, they are lead us and they decided which kind of food we eat, which kind of economy, which kind of war, which kind of idea about climate change. You needed to share this idea with many people. Because you don't trust people in this way. If you are a politician, you are holy. You are be like religion. You are smart. And all people like just your like your ship. Like your, you can take care about these people. But people, we are live here. It's our life. So we needed to think together. Not few people we choose in the parliament. They decided about this. It's like competition. It's like idols. That's best singer. That's best solo. Like best politician he can lead us. This is like really cheesy and stupid, because if some politician in the power, still he's not like enough. He can fix all the problem, or he's not like, yeah. But they act sometimes like they Superman. Let's people think together. Let's we decided about our economy, about our food, about our relationship, about our war, about our peace. Let's think together.
And in activating this reality, my sentence, how do you say it, my idea, what I would like to say for this theme is that fiction is much more better in reproducing and producing this, the reality where there is no yes and no and right or wrong and so forth, which is like the idiocy of like the hegemony, or how do you call it, the world we are living in, all
I tell you something, Lassie, just about that. For example, about literature, you say about the power for literature, like just this example. Okay, like sometimes politicians, they try to find all the solution for best life, best economy, like it's different. And when people have sick, they have cancer and they have really serious disease, they search hard to find the medicine for that. But nobody, for example, in literature, we interest about the basic for human. For example, nobody thinks serious to find some medicine for selfish. We are selfish people for long time. Politicians, they don't interest about this basic, like we are selfish. And all the time it's easy. Oh, we are part from the forest. We are animal and half. So it's normal. We hunting. We kill people. It starts to this question. People forget the basic question, what they know already. Because like politicians, they decided to find, fix something. And the medicine, they search about a new influenza, new cancer. It's great. But it's our disease. Like we are selfish. Literature, we talk about that. We think about that. It's not with big, like, messages direct, but we talk about that. Like how that's big problem in our life is selfish and competition. We are selfish. We don't know how take care about our kids. We repeat the same story. We don't know how trust. We don't know how to, like, to, okay, this maybe is, like, romantic, to love. We know how love, But we stop to make question about the basic, what we scary about, what we worry, like human. If you can't change human from inside, you can't change politician and like religion people. So that's what literature, that's really big power sometimes, because nobody talk about that. Nobody talk about human feeling. Then the politician, they talk concrete. We are people. And they lead us. And religion people take same. But in literature, we talk about our basic problem. I don't know this in English. It's not basic.
Real reality different. Not something that tries to comment on reality.
Yes.
But isn't selfishness also something that is like propagated from the status quo or capitalism, that the idea that, oh, you people, you are selfish, with the idea that that you should fight against each other so you don't organize and take your rights for autonomy and so forth, and not only characteristics of the human nature. We are slowly in the end of our first section of this radio program. Do you want to add something in the end?
Oh, thank God, this end. Like, we got, we stopped talking and fine.
I can tell my friends in Sweden, they made a kingdom, artistic kingdom. And then they got stamps and all these things for the kingdom in art room. And then they had the map, world map, and the map, they took all the no man's lands for their kingdom, so they took all the borders away. So artistic way, they told that they own this kingdom, is whole world, because there are no borders. They took only no man's lands, because it is called no man's land, so nobody owns it. That was my speech.
I can't remember. Isn't there a line you have written that as if you could own land?
Well, that is from American Indians, maybe.
Of course, every good sentence is collective. Thank you, Mr. Jusky and Mr. Hassan.
Thank you, Mr. Lasse, thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's go and listen to some Helena Hauff for maybe 10 minutes, and let's come back to our smoky studio in 10 minutes.
Oh.